Yes, the fanfare we look forward to each and every Thursday here on Main Street means one thing, and that's that Madeline has graced our Main Street studio. Matt, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Craig.
Today we're having you review for us Snow White. Let's listen to the trailer.
This was my father's kingdom, a place of fairness. But the queen changed everything.
Take him away,
Your Majesty.
What did you say?
The people need some kindness.
You know, I really don't remember you being this opinionated.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest of them all?
Famed is thy beauty, Majesty. But the lovely maiden I now behold.
I look at you, and I just want to be the fairest of them all.
The queen is evil. You must flee into the woods.
Matt, as we come out of the trailer there, I always wonder if it's good to mess with stuff that was great already at one time. What do you think of Snow White?
I agree with you, Craig. I am not a fan of the Disney live action remakes that have just been out of control lately. I mean, I don't need to see a Mufasa live action with CGI, you know, lions and whatnot. And I certainly didn't need to see another Snow White, even though obviously we need to review something, right? So here we are. This production, as you might know, Craig, I know because I kind of follow this stuff, has been fraught with problems from the beginning.
Controversy.
Controversy has followed this production for 4 years, basically. There were reshoots last year because the first cut was not acceptable. Some of the scenes look darker than other scenes, and it doesn't seem to fit right with these reshoots. Yes, fraught with controversy from the beginning with should they remake this 1937 masterpiece, which is still, I think, an animated masterpiece to this day. Certainly some of the themes of the original maybe have dated a little bit in 88 years. And then the casting, right? Rachel Zegler as Snow White, it has been, you know, debated and kicked around for 2 years since she was announced as Snow White. She is of Latino descent. She was in West Side Story. She's very talented. And let me say right now, whatever issues people had with her being cast as Snow White, she does her best in this role. She sings, she dances, she's very talented. She, you know, she pops off the screen. She was really good as Maria in West Side Story. So I don't think the reason this film has made less than $100 million domestic already, which is low for a film like this, is Rachel Zegler's fault. I do think a lot of the off-screen controversies from things like Rachel Zegler talking about the Israel-Gaza war, Gal Gadot, same thing as the evil queen. Gal Gadot is Israeli, and her and Rachel Zegler have had disagreements on the Israel-Gaza war as if that should have anything to do with this movie, right? Because Politics enters all of our daily lives, and this has been another issue off-screen that Disney's had to deal with is the Zegler-Gal Gadot thing. But I think the reason the film doesn't work, and look, it's not quite as bad as you might imagine it to be, Craig, once I saw it. Some of the old songs are still there. Hi-Ho, Hi-Ho is still in there, the song by the Dwarfs. Whistle While You Work is still in there, and there's some new songs as well. Mark Webb is the director. He's actually got a pretty good track record. He directed a couple of the Amazing Spider-Man films with Andrew Garfield. He directed 500 Days of Summer, which is actually a very good film. But here, you know, he's directing a product. He's directing a Disney product, and he's at the behest of Disney. He's got off-screen controversies and a couple of things that really, I think, make this film go off the rails. Number one is the casting of Gal Gadot as the evil queen. She's bad. She's awful. She's miscast. It doesn't work. I don't know what is wrong with this. They have a singing and dancing number with her as well, which is laughable to the point of that I'm laughing, right? I laughed when I watched the number. The evil queen singing and dancing. Gal Gadot is not a singer, and she's not good as the evil queen. It's bad casting. I don't know if it's her accent or whatever's going on. She just is not, she's not good as the evil queen. Rachel Zegler does her best. I think Andrew Burnap does his best as Jonathan. He's this rebel who is Snow White's true love. And then finally, the decision to reimagine the dwarfs or little people, whatever. Little person is the accepted term in society now to talk about people in the dwarfism community. They went CGI in the dwarfs. So Snow White, you know, there's Rachel Zegler as Snow White, you know, whistling while she works. and the dwarves are CGI. Initially, Disney wanted to cast seven actors in the little person community. Again, I'm using the word little person, the dwarfism community. And Peter Dinklage, who's clearly the most famous little person actor out there, objected, even though he wouldn't have been in the film anyway. Well, Peter Dinklage doesn't need the money, but other actors of smaller stature might have been interested in those roles. And I've heard a lot of pushback from actors in the community saying these should have been played by real people. And I agree. Once I saw the film, they should have just done a lot of really great makeup to make, you know, a little person look like little person actor look like Dopey or Happy or Grumpy. Instead, they CGI the dwarfs. And of course, that's the original title of the Grimm fairy tale, is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So the CGI doesn't work. It's weird. It's creepy. She's hanging out with the CGI dwarves, and it just doesn't work. I think it would have been better to go with real people in those roles. I think that was a mistake as well, among several mistakes. The film is not making the money that they thought it would. I think some of the off-screen controversy has nicked it at the box office. I was the only person in the theater when I saw this at 5:30 on a Monday night earlier this week. I don't know if it's a full-fledged disaster, but the dwarves should not have been CGI'd, and Gal Gadot is not good as the Evil Queen. Zegler, it's really not Rachel Zegler's fault, I don't think.
You know, when you look at a movie like this, it just seems to me that this is almost money-grabbing nostalgia, some of these live remakes that they try to do. It's just like, all right, let's squeeze the turnip here, see what we can get out of the picture. And boy, this sure rings in that category for me.
There's no question, Craig. It's a money grab. That's what Disney does. And I think they just need to, you know, just have new films, right, with new screenplays. And, of course, their association with Pixar has been very successful. And we've had some great films coming out of Disney Pixar, like Inside Out and, you know, so many others over the years. This isn't one of them. It's a money grab. Snow White is a crucial property for Disney. It's the first full-length animated film ever made. It's, for a lot of us, it was the first, you know, feature film we ever saw, because they would re-release it in theaters. And it's still amazing to watch. It really is. I think the animation still works on a lot of levels. But remaking it, you know, I get it, updating some of the themes in this film. Snow White is more of an action hero. She's not a passive person who needs that kiss from the Prince Charming type person. She definitely, there's scenes with her helping out the rebels to fight back against the Queen's guards. And I'm fine with all that. You know, some updating of that is completely okay. And like I said, it's a money grab, but I think it's too short-sighted to just blame Rachel Zegler and the casting of this film. There's a lot of other problems going on.
Before we go to the Oscar trivia part of the show, Matt, did it surprise you last week how great a Minecraft movie did at the box office?
Yes, I was completely stunned by that $140 or $50 million opening. Look, it's not something I'd be interested in, but my son used to play Minecraft, and it remains a very, very popular, maybe the most popular video game of all time. Yeah, it's doing great, and it got kids into the theaters more than Snow White did. So good for them. I probably won't see it. Yeah, I was very, that overperformed, and Snow White has underperformed at the box office.
All right, now for Oscar trivia, Matt. Snow White, not an animated film, but it leads to the question, has an animated film ever won an Oscar for Best Picture?
No.
And you've named one of them. Name two others that have been nominated. You've talked about Up.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast and Toy Story 3 were also nominated for Best Picture.
We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.